In this bulletin, firefighters take advantage of milder conditions to strengthen containment lines. Brexit-weary Britain's the target of Tourism Australia's new ad campaign. And this year marks the 75th Sydney to Hobart Yacht Race. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Soaring temperatures and dry winds are forecast to elevate the bushfire danger in parts of New South Wales as severe heatwave conditions build across the state. Firefighters have used milder conditions in recent days to strengthen containment lines. The Bureau of Meteorology says a severe heatwave will start building in southern parts of the state between today and Saturday. Firefighters are working to control the blaze burning in the Adelaide Hills before temperatures rise to about 40 degrees on Friday. The fires have destroyed 84 homes and hundreds of other buildings in the state, as well as claiming one life. Severe to extreme heatwave conditions are expected to affect the northern parts of South Australia, although Adelaide remains unaffected with maximum temperatures forecast at 33 degrees. There are calls for an inquiry into land clearing to look at expanding the role of the federal government when responding to natural disasters. It's the second inquiry in 2 years looking at land clearing and controlled burn-offs. The House of Representatives Standing Committee on the Environment and Energy has been tasked with investigating the effect of past and current vegetation and land management practices on bushfires. The former Chief Executive of Victoria's Country Fire Authority, Neil Bibby, says the federal government should have a role in coordinating the use of firefighting aircraft between the states. Pope Francis has appealed for peace in many of the world's hotspots, singling out the crises in the Middle East, Venezuela and Lebanon, as well as armed conflicts ravaging many African countries. He used his Christmas Day message to call for a resolution to the crisis in Lebanon, where he hoped for a return to harmonious coexistence.
May Christ bring his light to the many children suffering from war and conflicts in the Middle East and in various countries of the world. May he bring comfort to the beloved Syrian people who still see no end to the hostilities that have rent their country over the last decade.
Queen Elizabeth has used her Christmas Day message to pay tribute to young environmental campaigners who were inspired to global action by the Swedish teen Greta Thunberg. The monarch's annual message followed a chaotic year in which Britain feuded over its split from the European Union and her scandal-plagued son, Prince Andrew, withdrew from public life. She called 2019 quite bumpy and urged Britons to overcome long-held differences and deep-seated divisions.
The challenges many people face today may be different to those once faced by my generation, but I have been struck by how new generations have brought a similar sense of purpose to issues such as protecting our environment and our climate.
Australia's tourism body is hoping Kylie Minogue can lure Brexit-weary Britons to Australia with a light-hearted television ad featuring surf, sand and speedos. The Tourism Australia campaign screened in the UK in a time slot just ahead of the Queen's Christmas Day message. Brexit-fatigued Britons are invited to take a break from what Alger and call on your friends in Australia in the musical video, which also stars comedian Adam Hills and includes cameos from Shane Warne, Ashley Barty and Ian Thorpe. The 75th Sydney to Hobart Races fleet of 157 yachts is setting out under smoke haze free conditions and moderate winds. The fleet, which is the biggest since the 50th race in 1994, will start across four lines on Sydney Harbour this afternoon. Bureau of Meteorology forecaster Gabriel Woodhouse says a mild southerly change is forecast sometime tonight, with no really heavy weather expected until at least Sunday. She says visibility may be reduced by the smoke haze. In cricket, Travis Head has kept his spot in Australia's team for the Boxing Day test after New Zealand won the toss and sent the hosts in to bat first. Australia had weighed up dropping Head to bring in a fifth bowler in rookie Michael Nessa, but the pitch of the MCG, with more grass on the surface than usual, has prompted a more traditional lineup. It also prompted Black Caps skipper Kane Williamson to take the gamble of bowling first, becoming the first captain to do so on Boxing Day since Jason Holder for the West Indies back in 2015. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, mostly sunny and 30. Adelaide, similar, 32 degrees. Becoming sunny in Melbourne, 21. Hobart, partly cloudy, 25. Smoke haze for Canberra, 35. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 25 degrees. Sydney, partly cloudy, 27. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 28. Brisbane, a shower or two, 28. Cairns, showers, a possible late storm, 33. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 36 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.